remember sometime in secondary school when we would have debates, inter-school debates, inter-class debates, and one of the topics, if I remember, that stands out every time, apart from the teachers are better than doctors. No, is it teachers are better than doctors? Teachers are better than doctors training. Debate, I beg your pardon. There was the boarding schools and day schools. Okay? So, good morning, panel of judges, impartial timekeeper, co-debaters, and the audience. I, so-and-so, I'm here to oppose the motion which says that boarding schools are better than day schools with the following points of mine. Boarding schools give the children an opportunity to be fully concentrated in their academic work, being excluded from the noise of the outside world, noise from the environment, distractions from other siblings and parents, distractions from the road, distractions from other children who are not, who are not education-minded. They are sent to a serene and conducive environment where all they do is fully concentrate on academic work. And that you can see from the outcome. When you compare students who graduated from boarding schools and those who graduated from day schools, you cannot compare in terms of intellectual prowess. Why? These students are subjected to a lot of rigorous exercises that... I have to stop here, please. So, yes, we've had that debate time and again. But today, a lot of things are happening in boarding schools. I beg to highlight some of them. I think it was last year, something happened in a particular boarding school that led to the loss of life of one of the students. Cases of bullying. I don't want to even go there. I don't want to start recounting exactly what happened. Still in boarding schools, we have heard stories of students engaging in homosexuality. Still in boarding school, the most recent of them all is students jumping the fence of their school to go to a hotel and have some inappropriate things. Do some inappropriate things. When I say inappropriate, for their age, they shouldn't even be thinking of such things. I mean, how in the world's name does a child summon so much courage to first plan to scale the fence of his school or her school? That's one. How did they get the idea to go to a hotel and pay for a room and then engage in intercourse? Still in boarding schools, we've heard a lot of stories of thefts. I mean, if you ever boarded, you would have experienced someone stealing your beverage. It's either they are stealing your noodles, or they are stealing your biscuits or your cookies, or they are stealing your milk, or they are stealing your chocolate beverage or your sardines or your money. Now, is this to say that boarding schools are bad? I wouldn't sit here and say yes or no, but I will ask the straightforward question. When it comes to trustworthiness, you want to trust that your child is in good hands. You want to entrust into the care of the academic body, as it were, your child for discipline. You know, you want this child to improve in character and in learning. How trustworthy are boarding schools when it concerns instilling discipline and ensuring safety of students? That is the conversation. Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Now, we're live on Twitter. Twitter handle is at Nigeria Info BH. And also on Facebook, Facebook page is Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. The principal of the Federal Government College, Ijanikan, Lagos, Tofumi Akamo, has confirmed the report that some students of the school were found to have lodged at an hotel near the school and engaged in immoral activities. Now, Mrs. Akamo, a lawyer, said the management should be commended for its efforts towards addressing indiscipline among students, saying the unruly students were founded by the school and disciplinary action was taken against them appropriately. How were they even able to scale the fence and go unnoticed till they were caught eventually? And it was discovered that this was what they had gone to do. Now, what if the child had scaled the fence and maybe did not possibly go to a hotel? Maybe went somewhere else and was kidnapped or shot? Or one bad thing had happened to the child. How did you explain that to the parents of the child? Remember, we're talking discipline and safety. I'd like to hear from you. I see some messages on WhatsApp already. WhatsApp and Twitter. When we pre-sold the conversation some minutes before I came on air, I would just have to start reading those messages while I wait for your calls to come in. Once again, the smart number to call is 0709230923. Once again, 0709230923. This one is from at Chronicles PHC, and it reads, as someone who worked over a decade in schools, from every strata of society, I will say, when you get a school that is trustworthy with discipline and safety, you as a parent will know, because it starts first with the school's ethics. Example, what is the school's stand on issues such as religion, morality, discipline, bullying? A school that touts itself as liberal will allow a lot of indiscipline and which will make unsafe acts like bullying, etc., rampant. Schools with ethics and standards that don't bend based on personality, such are good and safe. Okay, interesting. Let's take this call. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Mr. Zion, good afternoon to you.
Mr. Zion, you're welcome. Go ahead.
The aspect of this boarding school, first of all, let me appreciate those ones that have been doing well, those ones that are upright, and those ones that still have integrity. But for me, no amount of souvenir will subject my children to boarding school.
Okay.
No amount. No amount. This boarding school, let us be honest, since we were little children, there are children with specific character. They order them to boarding school. We know. Stubborn ones. You see now, the ones whose parents cannot control send them to boarding school. To tell you that already the system of boarding is already flawed. It's not good for our own for my own children. I don't know about others. It's not. And look at what we hear today about these boarding schools. Let me expose something to you. There is a porn site today that is admitting videos from these students. And a lot of these children are subscribing into it.
Are you kidding me?
That is why I will still say it. We need to sanitize our cyberspace. These children are what you're picking there, but this school now better picking and lie you. Now let God they keep that one. No. That one will be outstanding. What they go through, what they subject them through. Now that we have internet, amid all the problems, send them to boarding school. They are too stubborn. We expose them to something else. The day I came across that site, only that there was no way they will report such. If we report people, we will do anything. We will think on fire, you now you're picking. And these children are there. If you go start fight now, you will see these children with their uniform. With goodness me.
Wait, are you talking about Nigerian students?
Nigerian students, Port Harcourt boarding school students, they are there. Lagos, they are there. Warri, they are there. But, I mean, and these children, they know this side. They are connecting within themselves. If you are interested, do your video, send it to them, they pay you. And we are okay. My picking don't buy motor. My picking they live large. But you don't know the source of this income. And this side, they pay them well.
Mr. Zion, I'm trying so hard not to lose my sanity after hearing this. But thank you for bringing that to our knowledge all the same. I hope parents are listening too. And I hope school authorities are equally listening. Thank you. Thank you so much. Years before now, we wouldn't hear of this kind of things. Now, this is one thing some of the boarding schools have said in their defense. Some boarding schools prohibit the use of mobile phones. But they have said that time and again, parents have found a way to smuggle phones for their children. Smuggle in phones for their children to use. So you want to ask yourself, is it that parents are actually frustrating the efforts of these boarding schools who have maybe to a certain level taking it upon themselves to do that which is expected of them? Now, in the defense of some boarding schools, they have equally said that time and again, when a child is found erring or wanting, they have called the attention of the parents to the behavior of these children, or this child, if it's one child, and the parents do not care. They have also said that parents will even come into the school and quarrel the school authorities for disciplining the child as it were. So, it may seem that if those statements are anything to go by, the parents are frustrating their efforts. And like Mr. Zion rightly pointed out, yes, I do remember growing up as a child that it was indeed true that some parents would send some of their kids to boarding schools because this child, please, I cannot deal. Just carry your wahala and just go somewhere. Just go. Let me deal with this, your siblings, that their head is correct. But you see, you go to boarding school, anyhow you want to live your life like this, I'm tired. Well, some parents will say they have sent their children to boarding schools because they went through boarding schools themselves. And they did turn out well. So they feel like for some reason, if I went to a boarding school and turned out well, my child should equally go to a boarding school. In fact, it will not be out of place for a parent to send their children or their child to the same boarding school they had attended as children. Because they believe that this boarding school, you know, did their best. Some parents will say, oh, I do not have time for my children. I would rather they go to a boarding school where I'm certain that they will be well taken care of. And this child doesn't like to study. This child gets carried away. This child needs to learn discipline. Yes, for discipline's sake, some children have been sent to boarding schools because they trust them to handle their child better than they would have as parents of those children or that child. Once again, this is 2023. This is not the 90s anymore. It's not the 80s. It's not the 70s anymore. This is 2023. And in 2023, if you keep getting reports like the one we got from Lagos about how students were scaling the fence of their school to go to a hotel and engage in immoral activities, it would not be an anomaly to ask if these boarding schools are still trustworthy when it concerned instilling discipline and ensuring safety of students. 070-0923-0923, 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809-030-6416. Somebody say, kudos, you are debating well. Hello, Laura. Laura Elliott. You know, I still got it in me. I still got it in me some way, somehow. Yeah, I used to debate back then. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. And we lost those calls, so I'll just quickly go ahead and read some of the WhatsApp messages I have before me. Good afternoon, Denise. It's teachers versus farmers debate only. Well, I never had a teachers versus farmers debate. For me, it was teachers versus lawyer. Teachers versus doctors. Good afternoon, presenter. In as much as I'm concerned, I'm only a lazy parent. In as much as I'm concerned, it's only a lazy parent that would send their children to boarding schools. Dennis from Port Harcourt. Thanks. Thank you, Dennis. Good afternoon, DDW. The Bible says, train up a child in the way it should go. The society is so engulfed with immorality that you should be very careful while training a child. For me, I'm not a fan of boarding school. None of my child will board. Although it's not all about budding schools, but put your eyes on them always. Remember a song that says, stop calling the WhatsApp number, please. You're making it impossible for me to read other people's messages. The WhatsApp number is for your messages, not calls. Remember a song that says, no, take your eyes removed for your pikino any day, any time. Douglas, send that in. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Turn off your radio set, please. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Go ahead.
Afternoon. The matter on ground, that of boarding school and children being taken care of. I think most of the challenges started from the home. If a child is not properly taken care of or has a particular character trait from the family system before joining a boarding school, there is every tendency that that child can corrupt other pupils or students in the same environment. But the essence of a boarding school is for the caregivers to depict certain character traits that will eventually make them to remold a new character on these children. So when once that aspect is failed, then the purpose of a boarding school is defeated. That is my contribution.
Okay. Thank you very much for your contribution. Nigerian, for good afternoon. Welcome.
My name is Akanto. I'm calling from Borogoni.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Thank you. Happy New Year to all the listeners, the fans of Nigeria Info.
Happy New Year to you too.
Welcome to a new year of a renewal of strength. Thank you to Nigeria Info for education, entertainment, and enlightenment. Mm. Well, Dr. Abada, yes, day school and body school. Well, I'm a product of my day school.
Okay.
I know many of my students are products of boarding school. Before now, you know, the way the society is clocking now is different from how it was yesterday. Yesterday, like a prominent school in my area, the Cobham GS, I've studied from those people who were in a boarding school. They did well. They did so much SME work, but nowadays, I think I'm staying behind one of the state-owned polytechnic where student boards, and we are seeing what is happening in the night. Just then, you are new, you are kids to either the boarding school, either university or secondary school. And just because the mommies come there in the night and watch what they are doing. Call them, they will pick up, mommy, I'm in the house. Mommy, I'm still on the time in the bed. I'm in the hostel. They are not in the hostel. I look at the moral decadence has increased nowadays. Because many of the boarding students are no longer rich. They know they are not, those who are carrying them, even in the hostel, the porter, the porters are agents who call them from the hostel in the night. Somebody looking for them. And then we go.
Oh, dear. So sorry. You would have to call back because I didn't get everything you said. Let's see. Should I take calls? Should I read messages? Okay, let me take this message. If only I can. Okay. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Life no balance. If I had a radio job, I don't care to work 24 hours, 7 days a week. Ah. Afternoon, in terms of security, I think the boarding school is more secured as against facing the road every day to and from school. Accident, kidnapping on the road are bound to happen. But if you talk about morality, that there are no morals in the boarding school. My first act of stealing was in boarding school. I lost all my uniforms and decided to retaliate. I came back with a Ghana Must Go full of uniform. It is what it is. Dave, what are you going to do with a Ghana Must Go full of uniforms? Seriously. And your parents didn't ask you where you got them from. Thank God you didn't encounter my kind of father. My father would search my school bag every day I come back from school to ensure that the content, what I went to school with, is what I'm coming back with, and I'm not coming back with anything extra. And if I do come back with anything extra, I have to answer where I got it from. Like, where did you get this one from? Peno, pencilo, compasso, mathematical seto, dictionario, you name it. It had to belong to me, or I will explain. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Nigeria Info, good afternoon to you. This is Nigeria Info FM. Welcome, go ahead.
Okay, happy to have you around again. My sister.
Welcome.
But the program you are actually airing is very interesting. I wonder, first of all, even the fact about morality and parents on their own aspect, I want to even feel concerned about the hotel that even allowed or admitted these ones. Is it that hotel don't have standard of people they can really mention? Saying that these ones are below 18? So it's a very big question. I think such hotels should be sanctioned that's in that area. Then as regards to boarding school, I guess the best for any child is for you to take care of your children yourself. Like in this part of the story, I've always said that the child that you train by yourself is more better than the one that is being trained by another person. So usually you have a lot of opportunity to really know your child, know what your child is doing, and then know your child very well. So instead of shifting responsibility, this is a responsibility that is given to us by God himself. And then we're trying to shift it to another person for to receive discipline and other things. No, all those are excuses that are not relevant. For me, they're not relevant because if you discipline your child, it is the best. If you also bring up your child in a way you know, in a way you feel that is the best, it's also good. So, my dear, it's better than one parents to really take care of their children. I'm not boarding school. Boarding school is never good at all.
All right, then. Thank you so much. But hacker students are there. Then even parents are buying smart space for their children to create porn content for money. I'm shocked that you're shocked that these things are happening currently. I know a mother who asked her daughter to take her pregnancy to a baby factory when she heard that they would pay her 1.5 million naira. Like I said, I intend to leave work today with my sanity intact. Someone says, good afternoon, Didi. I'll use this moment to appreciate boarding schools with good morals and regulations, along with discipline. Boarding schools are not safe grounds anymore for children. Personally, my mom kicked against boarding schools. These children are more than what we're thinking, as in their grades of children. Look at what these children are doing. My sister is out of hand. To answer your question, boarding schools have lost their credibility and diligence. How could those boarding schools allow kids to scale fence and move in young girls in order to commit immorality? I'm not sure they allowed them. I mean, I'm just saying. That's why I advise that parents take their children to day schools and monitor them. Also, even in university, the child has to be monitored until they are done with their first degree course. Mr. Ikechi, send that in. Children that are sent to boarding schools and turn out well these days are in percentage 1.2%. I had a family friend who sent his daughter to boarding school, and she went to boarding school and became a filthy, oh dear. She couldn't even wash clothes and take a proper shower plus oral care. The father pulled out his daughter from the school when he noticed this anomaly, citing that boarding schools have lost that spirit of instilling good behavior. That's the kiss, or... So let's be careful and allow God Almighty to lead us in sending our children to the right schools as we train our children rightly in the Lord with good level of monitoring. From Ikechi in Eneka. Okay, I think we're going to commercial break shortly, and we'll come back and take more messages and take more calls. Remember, still the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 on Jure Info FM. We're talking trustworthiness of boarding schools in Nigeria.
How do you like your eggs? Boiled, poached, scrambled, or sunny side up?
Well, it doesn't matter, as long as it still remains an egg.
On the sunny side, we serve you different ideologies and perspectives. Details about life experiences you can relate with.
Various worldviews, culture, and lifestyle converge, yet it's still coming to you on your number one station for talk, news, and sports. 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Be a part of the sunny side every weekday, 12 noon to 3 p.m. And let's talk.
Welcome back to the sunny side on your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. So, we're talking, how trustworthy are boarding schools when it concerns instilling discipline and ensuring safety of students? Back to some of your messages. I see this one on Facebook from Oko Obome. It says, Nollywood movies taught them most of these things. Parents should monitor what their children are watching on TV. Secondly, the school authority neglected their duties. Back to your messages on WhatsApp. See how many more I can possibly read before the news break. Good afternoon. Please speak my call. I'm a teacher from a school. I want to contribute. The thing is that I'm trying to pick as many calls as possible. I don't know which is yours. I can't see your numbers. And the ones I tried to pick, I lost some of them. I don't know what's happening to the phone lines now. Nigerian Info, good afternoon to you. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Didi.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, my name is Paris Aya.
Paris Aya, go ahead.
All right, generally, we all know that children are very difficult to be taken care of. Then, as a parent, knowing all these things, why do you send your child to boarding school? You see, Mr. Zion finished work. What he said is actually the fact. In boarding school, children learn a lot of things. It's just like government school, that only that few time, look, people that takes care of their houses doesn't follow them and sleep. Those children, at night, they don't sleep. There are a lot of things they indulge in. And let me tell you, so many of them, okay, even most of their parents are the ones spoiling them. We were discussing the other day, a parent told me where he sent his children to, in the university. Now, they, in that university, they don't put on short skirts. They don't eat meat. Do you know that these parents usually smuggle meat every weekend to go and give those children? They will put it inside clothes, and when they reach there, when they finish searching, they won't know that meat is inside the clothes. Now, what are they trying to teach those children? Now, if you know that The children learn bad character inside in the boarding school, and also their parents also help them. When they come back from the boarding school, you find out that the kind of clothes they wear doesn't portray what they learn there. So, what we are just discussing is just exactly what if a parent will listen. I think it is high time. The school authority cannot follow the children to where they are going to. Okay, this one that they call that jump fence, that one is just a small case. It's a small thing. What about other things? They have been breaking fence, not even jumping. In the night, they will break fence. They will pour acid on the fence, and they will up us through that hole and go out and come back.
And there are no security cameras, or there is no security man on patrol to ensure that fence is not broken or acid is not poured on the fence.
Jesse, do you know that these children are highly, that is criminally intellectual? They know all the levels. They know everything. How to use, what to do so that...
Thank you so much. The school authority, it's just like saying that your child left your house and you did not notice that your child is not in the house.
Nigeria Info, you talk, we listen.
Okay, so we go on the news break now for trending stories. When we come back, we'll try to round off this conversation. This station's us, we are Nigeria Info.
It's all talk
and more talk
on Nigerian's number one talk station.
This country needs a marshal, you know, needs a sheriff.
In some particular societies, especially in my tradition, a woman is not allowed to inherit land.
Issues that get your attention.
This thing has been an a carryover for the time of Jonathan.
Yeah.
Your views against all odds.
My worry is that why those households, why are they not following up their job? Like,
the intense conversation.
It has to be given to her now based on sentiment. These are some of the challenges that women go through on a daily basis.
Okay, bro.
And that is
all and more on Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Welcome back to the Sunny Side, your number one station for Talk 90.3 Nigeria Info FM. Before we went on the news break, I did mention that we're going to come back to this conversation. I'm going to try to read as many more messages as I possibly can concerning the conversation that started at the 12 o'clock hour, talking about the trustworthiness of boarding schools. The trending news now, if you haven't heard, I'll tell you about it. The principal of the Federal Government College, Ijanikan Lagos, has confirmed the report that some students of the school had lodged at an hotel near the school and they engaged in immoral activities. Said the management should be commended for its effort in addressing the indiscipline among the students, saying the unruly students were found out by the school and disciplinary action was taken against them appropriately. But why did it happen in the first place? How in the world's name did it happen under their watch? How exactly was it possible for students to scale the fence unnoticed? Now, if you do remember, it was earlier reported that some male and female students of the school lodged in a hotel for some sex rooms before they were found out. One of the students, they claimed, had been impregnated by the male classmates, and the development had led to the discovery by the school authorities. However, and the school went ahead to deny the report of any pregnancy, saying whoever may have given the information to the newspaper was just being mischievous and malicious. But it's not going to be a strange occurrence if it is discovered that someone in a boarding school or a day school is pregnant. No, it wouldn't be. But then again, you would expect that a boarding school is supposed to be more secure. And if the students have their day-to-day lives planned out for them by the school authorities, it only means that there will be little or no chance left for this student to misbehave. You will expect occasional monitoring, you know, the hostel wardens, right? Moving from room to room, doing a head count, ensuring that every child has gone to bed when it's light out time, ensuring that no child is still awake. You'll expect some security patrol around the school premises, some CCTV cameras, ensuring that, you know, nobody is seen outside, and there will be someone on stand. So the cameras will not just be there functioning, or someone will be there monitoring the cameras and will immediately notice when there is an irregular activity around one of the fence. You would also want to ask, what are they teaching these children in the boarding school? What morals do they teach? Yes, I listened a bit to Jude's conversation when he was asking something about between the parents and the school. Hold on, I don't want to mix that up now. Talking about still hinged on discipline. Just a few seconds, please, so I say the way it is exactly. Oh yes, he was asking, who is more responsible for formative development of teens, school or parents? But then again, we still have parents sending their children to boarding schools, right? And if these children are being sent to boarding schools, do you trust the boarding schools enough to do that, which may be so much of a Herculean tax for the parents? They say that the society raises a child together. Parents, schools, churches, you name it, wherever the child finds himself or herself. So back to the question, how trustworthy are boarding schools when it concerns instilling discipline and ensuring safety of students? Something could possibly happen to a child when a child decides to leave the school premises unnoticed. Now, whatever happens, when the parents come, when the school starts saying, oh, your child jumped fence, so it's not on us, so the parents will say, but I left my child in your care. How did you let this child scale the fence or jump the fence and now the child is kidnapped or the child encountered an accident? I mean, how does a school go about to explain all those kind of things? Does it even make sense? Hello and Happy New Year, DDW. When a school or principal for government school sees as priority as success in WAEC exams, then there's no limit to the immorality and illegality that such a school or principal in a government school is going to allow or at least permit. Let's be sincere, who is more likely to engage in examination malpractice? Well-disciplined students, well-disciplined study students, or immoral, prayful, troublesome, also absent students? If you throw the book at every little misdemeanor in GSS 1, who would be the unserious student to register for WAEC and particularly participate in the school-organized exam malpractice? Michael from Mokrika. Good afternoon, Denise. Back in the days when we were growing up, I examined that boarding school is where students learn morals. There was a guy that was stealing because of the bad friend that he was keeping, and his parents enrolled him in a boarding school, and he changed from bad to good because the school management showed him discipline. So I blame the school management for not taking care and attention of the students. Round face from Rimekini. Dear presenter, just like you rightly said, when a stubborn child is sent to the boarding school, it is likely going to corrupt the other people's innocent children. And unfortunately, teenagers are challenging years for a child. Emma from Rumibo. Remember the story you're discussing? One of the caregivers said some of the students have as much as 1 million in their account at that age. Who is giving them the money? Oh my God. Who is giving them the money? Continuing the topic on ground, concerning the safety of boarding schools, my sister, the problem is the parents. Parents don't train their children well. Ma, could you remember the searching school that went abroad for an exhibition and how a girl of 13 years engaged in twosome? I remember. Further investigation discovered that the girl had been a wild girl.
Well, let me tell you some secrets. Some parents have gone as far as introducing their female children that are sitting in secondary school to family planning so that they will not bring shame to the family. What a shame. So parents are to blame. The last thing I will do is to allow my child to access boarding school. Francis from Ilele. Good afternoon, Nini. I and my husband attended a boarding school and my children are in boarding schools. They are doing well. I don't have any regrets. Their school is a Catholic school with morals. Interesting. Happy New and prosperous year to all staff. Okay, thank you. Good afternoon. I really appreciate your presentation. Please, some teachers also corrupt the students, especially the female students. I do not disagree with you. I do not. Trust me. After reading stories of child defilement by caregivers and students, no. I will not disagree with you. I cannot disagree with you on that one. 070-0923-0923 is the number to call. And WhatsApp number once again, 0809-030-6416. I'll take two more calls and that will be all. Nigerian for good afternoon. And we lost that call, unfortunately. Please do well to call back. I would really, really like to hear from you. We're live on Twitter, like I said, at Nigeria Info PH is the Twitter handle, and Facebook page remains Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Nigeria Info, good afternoon, welcome.
Hey, welcome. Don't answer that phone. Hello, my community lady, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, go ahead.
Eto, call for Omar.
Eto, you're welcome.
This is, for the little of my experience in life, I met four of these girls who've been in boarding school. So at the end of it, many of them, some of them produce some of these girls that we are all changed like talk. In the process of them, female hostess and the rest, they have to engage in doing sorts of nonsense. After the school, they have to come out with it. So when I meet them, I ask them, as one of them is here, I still retain one of them. Which means, so at the end of it, they need to tell the story that is a process of they go through in the female boarding school. So I said, why don't you tell your parents? And they said that they can't bring such a matter to be before their parents. So they generate kind of things to see on the street today, wearing this on the neck, wearing so many things on the neck. So the best place for you to spend your time. Is your day to day school? They might not in the boarding school. Boarding school is not good. It corrupts children, so it's not good. I can't send my child to them because I don't want my child to follow the suit wearing chain on the neck like a dog. Thank you, my darling.
Okay, even though I was unable to make out what you're saying, thanks for calling. Wildo Donu says greetings. I went to a boarding school. And a strict one at that. Before I was enrolled, my mother went an inspection, checked the security procedures, and then took me there. While there, I had to report to a certain elderly man every day. This was not done because I was wayward, but to keep me in check. Today, the schools are only interested in fees, while the parents focus more on their jobs. It is so sad. Emmanuel from Iwofe. Thank you, Emmanuel, and thank you, everyone who has been a part of this conversation. Yeah, you made it worthwhile, but the conversation comes to an end now. I will end by saying that no boarding school or day school or no individual will do a better job at raising a disciplined, morally upright child as the parents. I'm going to say that again. There is no boarding school or day school. Let me rephrase. I believe that there is no boarding school or day school that will do a better job at instilling discipline and raising a morally upright child like the parents would. These days, we see parents push the job of raising their child to the school. And when a child turns out a certain type of way, they blame the school. It never used to be like this. Parenting and upbringing is a collective effort, but it starts from the home. Like you also say, charity begins at home. It starts from the home, right? So you work together with the school authority. So the school authorities are not saying left and you're saying right. You're not saying right and they're saying left. You come to a mutual ground, you know, come to a point of agreement. What is acceptable? What is appropriate? What is the right thing? What is the moral thing to do? If my child is found wanting in school and the school authorities are trying to reach me, should I shy away from that? Should I constantly excuse myself when they call for PTA meetings to discuss the well-being of the children in the school? Should I stay away when they're calling on me because my child has been found in one act or the other? Should I go fighting my child's teacher or asking to see my child's principal or school director when they discipline my child? These are some of the things that we have done all in a bit to protect and show love to our children that had, you know, at the end, it worsened the situation. Let's be wise. It's 2023. Students are going back to school from next week, Monday. Whether it be day or boarding school, do your part and let the school do their part. I'm Denise Aniswalu.